What's up, everybody? Paul Hickey here with NoOffseason.com. Welcome to Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. I am here with our new team member, Sonia. She's helping me produce the show and just try to make a better overall experience here at NoOffseason.com and the Sports Card Strategy Show. Let's go around Sonia, and just say hello to the audience here. So this is the audience's show, and we've got Southern Soccer Idiot. Happy Thursday. Good to see you in the house. Chad Gill has his weekly submission that we're going to get to in a second. My dog is barking in the background, so you can probably hear her. Oh My Shoes, definitely always in the house. We've got a submission from Shoes. Evan Bell, good to see you. And Cleo Cards, we need a submission from you. We haven't had one yet. We'd love to have a submission from Cleo Cards. All right, cool. So, Sonia, this is your first appearance on any of the shows. Good to have you. Hope you're doing well today.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Sonia is a pro. She knows what she's doing. She's going to learn about sports cards and the hobby throughout this process. But as far as everything we're doing here at NoOffseason.com, she is a pro. So we're going to let her go. We'll probably see you on some other shows from time to time. But thanks for joining us here on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. And very, very happy to have you as part of the team.
Awesome. Thank you, Paul.
All right. So that was Sonia. She's awesome. She's going to do her thing in the studio here. And I am going to talk a little bit about Graybo's Sports Cards. So as you know, Graybo's is a hobby shop in Richmond, Virginia. You can go to graybo's.co and get 10% off using the promo code STRATEGY2023. They do breaks 5 nights a week on Drip. So we'd love it if you check them out. I will be at Graybo's in a couple of days. We're going to do some awesome content from there. Hopefully, if you're in the area, check us out. Richmond, Virginia. Come in the shop this Saturday. Get unlimited personalized advice at nooffseason.com to build your sports card investment portfolio. Get a free 30-day trial now. I would love to see you there. And we've got some amazing content that our contributors are helping me put out there. So, Shoes, you're cracking me up, brother. You almost didn't get it in today. We know you got a lot going on. We're going to go to you first. We've been saving you for last, but we're going to go to you first, Shoes, because I don't watch many of these before the show airs. I usually just watch them for the first time when the show airs. So I want to see a little background here. Shoes emailed me and he's like, man, I thought the show and tell was Monday for some reason. Let me throw something together real quick. And then Leslie emailed me and said, Shoes is working on something. Stay tuned. He got it in time. So his Cal Ripken Jr. streak is still in effect. Let's see what Shoes has for us today.
Messed up the tripod a little bit there. Good morning, guys. Episode 8 of the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. My name's Oh My Shoes. Today's video is not going to be too long. I kind of ran out of time and really didn't know this episode was happening today. So that's on me, not on you guys. That took a lot of breath. I really did. It took a lot of breath. All right.
Get the case!
A lot of noise.
All right, guys. So first up today is something that we just got into the Shoes household. Just got it in. It is a 2004 Futura World Football number 55 Ronaldinho. There we go. You kidding me? Oh, I love this. Y'all have been asking for some bloopers.
That's one right there.
All right, guys. So first up, we have a 2004 Futura World Football number 55 Ronaldinho SGC8.
Is that Ronaldinho?
Now, we've been getting into some soccer here lately. This happens
Ronaldinho
to be Mrs. Shoes' favorite soccer player of all time. this guy can keep the ball
unless
away.
He help
from
us
anybody.
Out here with the pronunciation.
Anybody.
Ronaldinho, so I think is
we just got that brand new slab. I mean, like, there's no scratches on the slab or anything like that. I looked at the card and there's a few indentions on the card giving it the eight, but the corners and the back are fine. Like, good looking card. Just hate that there is a few dimples in there to get at the eight.
Nice.
But welcome to the collection, Ronaldinho. On this play, guys.
Ronaldinho.
I'm trying to be like Chad. I'm trying to be like Dr. Crack. I'm trying to be like Dr. You know, I wanna make plays. I wanna do good in this hobby. I wanna be ahead, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So I bought all these Geno Smith rookie cards for $12 off of eBay. Hoping they were in good condition. I saw a few of them and they were. So on the pictures. So this first one that I saw is a Topps Platinum Geno Smith number 127. Very clean. We gave it the old 1-2 shakedown and put her in the card saver one.
Nice. This is,
next up, we have a Future Legends Geno Smith. It's Topps Future Legends. I'm not going to send this one in. You can kind of see that soft corner right there. We're not going to do that. We're not getting... If I take an 8, it's a loss over here in the shoes. In the shoe sector, we don't take L's over here. Next up, we have two Geno Smith Panini HRXs. Number 10s, or number 18s, I'm so sorry. Number 18. Both of these look pretty. Sending them off. Alrighty. Next up, we have a Topps Chrome Geno Smith. Number 21. And last but not least, we have... Drum roll, please. A Topps Geno Smith Base 126. All you ding dongs better be ready. Because
that's good,
he's
shoes.
Gonna do something this year. I think. That's my submission this week, guys. Not too long. I ran out of time. I didn't even get to show Junior shoes or Mrs. Shoes' shoes. Shoes. Cards. I did that last week. Anyway, guys, you have a great day and a great week.
Shoes channeling his inner Ace Ventura there at the end, I think. That was phenomenal. Great work today. I had to lead off with that one first because it came in last. So nice work, Shoes. Ronaldinho. I had to remember the pronunciation from when I was in Spain because my son and his friends would talk about him. I was hoping SSI was in the house, and he is, to help with that. Leslie said the last one's correct, Ronaldinho. So I'm not sure. I'm going to need to, maybe that's a project Sonia can help me with, going back through the annals of the Sports Card Strategy Show and pulling out funny moments. That will not be a priority project, but that could be fun. That could be some fun content. Let me know if you guys agree. Put together a little blooper reel of sorts, and then we'd get the Ronaldinho pronunciation in there from Shoes. But hey, listen, great work. Love the Geno Smith cards. Interested to Chad Gill's thoughts on that. Speaking of Chad Gill, here he is. What do you got for us today, Chad?
Good morning, Sports Card Strategy Show and Tellers. Today, I'm going to be doing a PSA reveal of my most recent 20-card June special, the $15 special for 2022-2023 cards. I sent in a 20-card multi-sport order on May 15th, and I just got them back in the mail yesterday. So we are going to be looking at those grades live, as well as we have a couple of new features that are really cool on the nooffseason.com website, and I wanted to show those to you as well, so here we go. All right, one of the new features that you're going to see is... up at the top, you're going to see a thing for supplies. When you click on supplies, it's going to take you right to the BCW supplies website. The cool thing about this, I've been using BCW supplies myself for the last 20 or so some years. They are a great company. They have everything from sleeves, penny sleeves, top loaders, card stand holders, boxes. Pretty much anything that you need for card supplies, they've got it, and they're a great company to work with. The other thing I wanted to show you is, we had talked about, if you watched the last episode of the Sports Card Strategy Show. We talked about adding a couple of the grading tools that we use. One of them is this centering tool. So if you click on this, it takes you directly to the link. Oops, error page. There we go. It takes you directly to the page, and you can purchase these directly right through the link on the website. These are about $5, including shipping. You can order as many as you want. This is very helpful when you're trying to do your grading. The next thing is on the grading tools, you got the loop magnifier. When you click on the loop magnifier, it brings you to this page right here. And this is the exact loop that I use for pre-checking in all of my cards. It's a great tool. It's an LED light. It's a 10 times magnifier. And as you can see, they're only about $13 a piece. So this is a great way to check your cards and pre-grade them before you send them in. All right, so let's get to the PSA reveal. For those that have never seen a PSA order come back, they come back in a box like this. I've already cut this one open and taken the cards out, but it's very nicely labeled, very well shipped. They come 20 to a box. So let's get started. This is my June special, $15 a piece order. This is a Malik Willis Prism jersey rookie card. Came back a PSA 8. These thicker cards are always a little bit tougher to get graded. Next up is a Garrett Wilson Contours PSA 9. An Ellie De La Cruz Bowman Chrome Sapphire First. I was hoping for a 10 on this. This did not go out in my Ellie order because I didn't get it in time. This is just a base prism. Christian Watson, got to support my Packers, hoping he has a monster year this year. This is one of the Leaf cards that I bought. If you watched a previous episode, I've sold off all but three of them. Two of them are because I just got them back in this order. This is a Gunnar Henderson autographed card, and it is numbered to 4. Don't know if you can see that, 1 of 4. And here we have a Kenneth Walker Mystique Red. These are numbered to 299. That's a PSA 9. Oscar Colas. This is not a Bowman First. They actually mislabeled it because they called it a Bowman Chrome. This is a Bowman paper, but it is the Mojo Refractor Mega Box autographed that came back a 9. This is a Bowman's Best. We've talked about this. I love Bowman's Best. I think it's a great value, especially if you're PCing it. Much less expensive than the Bowman Chrome First. But this is a Taj Bradley autograph. Came back PSA 9. I went Damian Pierce, Negative Refractor Prism, came back a PSA 9. Beam Team, Wander Franco with the rookie card logo, came back a PSA 10. Bobby Witt is a guy that I invested a little bit of money in. He's having a rough year. Was hoping he would do better and his cards would take off. There's still time for him to get it straightened out, but this Beam Team has the rookie card logo that came back a PSA 10. Malik Willis, Green Prism, rookie, came back PSA 10. Amon-Ra St. Brown, this is the white XR Refractor. This card is numbered to 75. That came back a PSA 10. That's not a rookie card, but still a low parallel second year. Trevor Lawrence, Contours, Refractor, PSA 10. Paolo Banchero, Green Hollow Laser. I was happy to see a 10 on that.
Yeah, that's
just a cool looking card. Curtis Meade, here's a prospect that I am heavily investing in for when he gets called up. He is going to be a stud, I think. I've got a lot of his Bowman firsts, both in autographs and first chrome variations. This one here is an Inception autographed. It's numbered to 250. Came back a PSA 10. Joe Ryan Stadium Club. This is the green refractor auto, also with the rookie card logo. PSA 10. Breece Hall's another guy that I've invested fairly heavily in coming into this year, coming off an injury. He looked amazing last year before he got hurt. Hoping he can regain form with Paul's favorite guy, Aaron Rodgers, at the helm.
Ooh.
This is the rookie ticket auto. Came back at 10. Here's the other Leaf card I mentioned. I'm actually thinking I might PC this one just because it's a Brewer and it's a Silver Wave autograph. It's cool. I know it's a Leaf product, but I still think that's a super cool card. Came back at 10, and that card is numbered 2-6. It's 1 of 6. And then the last card in the 20-card order is a Spencer Strider autographed mosaic yellow fusion that also came back a PSA 10. Hope you guys enjoyed this. Have a great week.
Shoes. Chad clearly gave all of those cards the 1-2 shakedown that you're giving your Geno Smith cards. Chad, good work. That was a phenomenal submission. Interesting sports card strategy there from Chad on the grading. You know, notice he, even on the young guys like Amon-Ra St. Brown and Trevor Lawrence, he submitted some non-rookie cards, some second-year cards, but they were parallels, they were serial numbered, or they were short printed. So keep that in mind as you're finding cards online, singles, at shows, at LCSs. That's a play. That could be a play. So, you know, you can probably get those cards cheaper because they're not rookie cards, but if they are a liquid player like a Trevor Lawrence and obviously a quarterback like Trevor Lawrence, or a fan favorite like Amon-Ra St. Brown, and he's a dominant player and popular in fantasy. So I would guess that you could get those for dirt cheap compared to their rookie cards. And if their parallels are short printed, it could still be a play, especially at the low PSA grading. So we had a question come in from Lonnie Conley leading up to the show. He doesn't have a submission today. He did a great submission last week, but Lonnie was asking about if Chad anticipated any PSA grading special. So basically for the national. So what that means is, you know, we're already at the $16 price point for the 2022, 2023 cards. And we're at the $19 price point for pretty much everything before that, unless you go super vintage. And that's pretty cheap. That's about what the PSA special was last year. I think the PSA special last year was maybe 15, maybe 16. I don't remember exactly. Lonnie thought it was 9. I don't think it was 9. Anybody, if you remember exactly what the special was last year, and it might have been different levels for different eras of cards and things, but if you remember what the special was last year, let us know. That could be a play. I mean, I like where Lonnie's head's at. It could be a play to get to wait to get some cards graded in July, when typically PSA will do we're only 2 weeks from July. So typically PSA will do a July national special, and any card that you submit during July or any card that's dated as the submission during July. Last year, I put out a piece of content saying I actually mailed mine off on August 1st or August 2nd, but because I had submitted them online by July 31st and then mailed them within the 72-hour window or something like that, I got the special. Anyway, another question came in from Mark Drazinski. I believe that's how we pronounce the last name. Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, but Mark Drazinski, any advice on collecting for my PC only and not reselling? In football, looking to get QBs, rookie silver prism or hollows. Autos when reasonable. That's a great, great thing to PC for sure. I mean, that way, in the event you ever did need to sell your cards for any reason, as long as you pick the right QBs, you should have the ability to liquidate them. And buying Bowman, baseball Bowman first autos, another great card to collect, and then be able to be in a position to liquidate it if you need to. So anyway, I'll get to that in a second. Chad says prices were starting to come down, so the special was 15. Yeah, I think that's it, Lonnie. I don't know. They might come down a little bit more because of the national. That would be interesting. So now to Mark's question. Mark, thank you so much for participating and being in the chat with us on the live stream of the show. We appreciate that. We welcome all of our people listening on Apple and Spotify after the fact. You certainly don't need to feel obligated to be part of the live comment stream, but it is fun. I think it is fun. We have a good time, as you can probably tell with the people that are in the live comments. So Mark, we'll probably elaborate on this in future episodes. So stay tuned. But while it's just me for today, I will say that my advice from my perspective would be to buy lower grades or look, you know, if you're going to PC them, buy lower grades. And if you don't care about what the grade is and you're just going to PC it, just crack it out of the slab and then put it in the holder that you want so that your PC looks the way that you want it. I mean, there's a lot of great holders out there. You could get one touches. There's all, you know, you could use that BCW supplies link at nooffseason.com. Go to nooffseason.com, click supplies, buy them from that link, cause we get a little referral fee for that. So it would help us out. But that would be my advice, because the lower grades, they go for so much less. So if you're going to PC them, I did a piece of content on the Overflow show yesterday for premium members, just basically showing that the silver prisms and the hollows that you're looking for go for in a PSA 10, they might go for hundreds of dollars. In a PSA 8, they go for like $20. And unless you're using a loop or a centering tool, which I did buy, by the way, the ones that Chad showed a minute ago, I did buy them. So I'm super excited for them to show up so I can start getting better at pre-grading my cards. Unless you're using those, I mean, if you're just PCing them, I mean, you're not going to see that much of a difference. A PSA 8 is still a near mint card. So it's, you know, that's my advice. I don't know, that might be pretty simplistic. I'm sure other people out there have really good advice for PCing cards. But if you're looking to do those and you're buying online mainly, that's what I would do. eBay just, you know, there's tons of them, but the eBay bidding isn't as high on PSA 8s, especially like a PSA 6. I mean, I've got an Anthony Edwards rookie ticket auto optic holo photo variation PSA 6. And I had it graded, and it's in beautiful condition other than like a little indentation on the surface of the front of the card. And that card's going to sell for like 10% of what it would have sold for in a PSA 9. So it's kind of a shame that stuff happens, but it's good for people like you, Mark, who are looking to PC. I mean, that's my advice. I'm probably missing a lot of other advice that maybe other people can chime in on in the comments for you. Chad's already doing that. He says, don't buy graded, save a ton and buy raw. If you're just buying the PC, 95% of what I own is raw condition. Grading is around to simply gain value and for flipping and to protect, use a simple top loader or one touch. So that's kind of what I was thinking too. I love when I'm in alignment with Chad. So up next, let's get to Buckeye Dill. Buckeye Dill, 2 weeks in a row. We love you, brother. What do you got for us today?
Good morning, Sports Card Strategy Nation. Buckeye Dill signing in here from Sandy Springs again. Would like to submit a follow-up to the show and tell from last week's Anthony Volpe play based on Dr. Chad. Had two other PSA submissions, one from the spring and this one recent one. And I'd like to share a couple from the spring one. Overall, we got crushed because it was the first time getting back into it after 10 years. The first couple cards from the spring submission were a couple baseball submissions. And these were one from a 2011 season when I restarted collecting 10 years ago, 12 years ago, pulled this 2011 Buster Posey Diamond Anniversary rookie card. Thankfully, these were in a binder. This one came back a Gem Mint 10, so a really nice card. We'll probably keep this in the PC. I believe the pop count's probably, I think it's 79, so it's a pretty low pop count and a pretty decent card once he gets to the Hall of Fame. Another card from that series was a Mike Stanton, now known as Giancarlo. Again, put in a binder, came back a gem mint 10. So two really nice cards. This is, I think, a pop 43. So even lower pop count, but probably not quite as valuable as the Buster Posey. So definitely a cool card. We'll keep it to the collection. The other baseball card I'd like to show is from the spring submission, but a recent addition when we started reopening Blasters. This is from a 2022 Topps Chrome update. You can see Hunter Green rookie gold refractor. So, you know, at first glance, nothing extraordinary. Rookie card, nice parallel. But, you know, sent it to PSA, came back a gem mint 9. I believe it's numbered to 50, 14 of 50. So a numbered card, sent it in, PSA 9. When I checked the pop count, it came back a pop 1, and there's no PSA 10. So I guess this would be the highest rated card, Hunter Green, gold refractor, rookie card. So pretty cool, pop 1, no cards better. Not sure what the comps are, but right now we're going to keep it for the personal collection. So going to the recent submission, again, Justin Fields and football are probably our favorite. So I submitted a handful of Fields cards. This is a base optic rookie card for Justin Fields. Thought it was centered up pretty nice, maybe a little top to bottom miscentering, but came back a PSA 9. Probably we'll sell this when the time is right in August or September. So that was probably the you know, not a highlight, probably maybe a slight L. Submitted a Trey Lance. This is a holo. I don't know if you can pick it up with the camera, but again, his rookie card from 2021 Optic. This came back a 9. Thought it might be a 10, but if you see, it's a little bit top to bottom, off center. Still a 9's, $30 to $50 card. If this was a 10, it would be a $100 to, you know, $120 card. So again, that's a hold, sell, September, October. Here's one I submitted as part of my questions this week. These are the Mosaic cards. Have quite a few of these of the 2021s, rookies like Fields and Lawrence. And I can't tell. This is a pink camo. You know, it looked fairly centered, but it came back a PSA 9. So had questions on any you know, helpful hints on how to grade these Mosaics that don't have a border. You know, to try to get those 10s because it, you know, will triple the value if I can get 10s out of these. So not an L, but I'll make my money back on that. Here's a win. This is a base Justin Fields optic rookie, centered up really nice. And this comes back a gem mint 10. So this is, you know, a $60 to $75 card minimum. We'll hold and sell till August, September. Another win. This is a base nice. Lawrence optic rookie, again centered very nice. Card number 201, gem mint 10, $100 and $130. I've got four or five more of these that I've either pulled or picked up for, you know, anywhere from $7 to $12, sniping off eBay.
Well done.
A random basketball pick. Not a huge basketball card collector, but during the season I heard Jalen Brunson's name mentioned, so I try to snipe a couple of his rookie cards for cheap. This is the one that I got that I thought looked the cleanest. I'm not a Prism Red Ice expert, so I'm trying to show the centering here. It looked clean to me. Picked this up for less than $10. I think 8 something and change. Came back a gem mint 9, so I'm hoping to get $30 to $50 out of this. So we'll make my money, maybe double my money, but we'll definitely you know, break even with a slight profit. Not sure when's the best time to sell basketball, though. Last three cards, the bigger wins. This is a 2021 LeBron James Prism Silver version. I picked this up for $4.38. I confirmed that on eBay. Sniped it one day. It looked very square. You can see centering top to bottom, side to side, left to right. Again, this is not a significant year for him, 2020-21, but came back a gem mint 10. So this card comps are in that $100 to $130 range, depending on when you sell it.
That's a big again, win, dude. Nice.
If you do your homework, you can snipe some really nice, you know, silver prisms if they're centered. Check the grading reports, and you know, you can easily, you know, 2 to 5x your money. Second to last, again, another nice Fields card. If you can see, this is a 2021 optic. This is the holo version. If you can see the reflection here. Again, this is one I picked up for, I think, $22, $23 off eBay, kind of in the dead season, that February time frame. This came back, look, very square, came back Gem Mint 10. Comps are in that 240 to 260 range. So a really nice win here. Again, this is a hold, sell in 2 to 3 months. And then lastly, a random blaster we opened in the spring, my son and I, when he was home from college spring break. Second pack was this gem right here, this beauty. Not the Justin we're looking for, Justin Fields. Came back a Justin Jefferson. But again, it's a 2021 Optic Downtown Justin Jefferson. We sent it in. I was nervous about sending it in to get graded. I didn't want it to come back 8 or 9 because then I would probably crack it. But thankfully, yeah, came back a Gem Mint 10. So a beauty, a really big win. The biggest card we've ever pulled. Comps are in that $600 to $700 range right now. Hoping to maybe get it up in that $800 range in the fall if he has a big season and maybe, you know, package it up and trade for a Justin Fields Downtown with maybe a sweeten the deal with another card or two. So again, some really significant wins. Had great time showing these to you today for the show and tell. Look forward to future submissions and hearing what the rest of the sports card strategy crew has to say on show and tell today.
Buckeye Dill, that was one of the low-key strongest submissions we've had. That was amazing. Going with the L and the W theme there, I love it. That's exactly what I'm doing. That's exactly like the core of all of our content here on the network. And Buckeye Dill, that was amazing. Couple things to note there. Chad agrees that Buster Posey is a great call there. Great card, undervalued. I think the LeBron first year in the Lakers jersey, Silver Prism 2021 was amazing by you to snipe it for like less than $5 and then get it in a PSA 10, get it graded and have it be a PSA 10 based on your eyeballing it off of eBay. Amazing. And then still obviously deciding to submit it at $19 a card. That's going to be a huge win. That those are the kinds of things that I personally want to be doing over and over again, and for you to have the thought process of, hey, this isn't a rookie card, but this is a cheap LeBron card, and it's a silver prism, and people love silver prisms in basketball and football. So great call by you. On all the Optic stuff, that's exactly what I try to do with the Optic. I personally know that Trevor Lawrence PSA 10 Optic is a pretty big card. I mean, and it's not easy to get that in a Gem Mint 10 grade. It's really not. If you look at the gem rates on that card, they're very, very low. All the Trevor Lawrences, in fact, in 2021 Optic and Prism are very low for some reason. So there's just not a lot of cards in Gem Mint condition out there for Trevor Lawrence from those two releases. But great work, Buckeye Dill. The best time to sell basketball for me is October, because that's when you've got the preseason and the start of the season hype. That's when you've got, it's not that people are sleeping on the NFL at all by any means. And it's not that people aren't following baseball, because certainly you have the World Series, but the attention that basketball gets in October is far greater than it is in November, December, January, February, March, April. The next best time to sell is May, but then you're in a situation where Jalen Brunson or whoever you're holding might not be in contention. And if you're holding somebody till May, June, they have to be in contention. So that's why I really like October as the month to sell basketball, especially for a guy like Jalen Brunson. So, and then the Justin Jefferson Optic Downtown PSA 10 should be a huge card. I would actually, Justin Jefferson, there's always the risk of injury. Because of the risk of injury, I always say to sell in August on your football cards. But Justin Jefferson is a guy who's going to make a catch on 4th and 18 to help his team win a game at Buffalo. And he may not do that exact thing again, but he's going to do something. He's going to do an equivalent of that, or he's going to have an Odell Beckham Jr. type catch on a Monday Night Football game. So I'm tempted to tell you to hold JJ for one of those moments. But honestly, if it were me, I probably would sell in August. All right. Up next with another creative submission. Stay tuned. Like pay attention to this one. Rob Masora. Rob is a super creative guy. I did watch his before the show today. I don't normally do that, but I wanted to see what he's gonna show, because he always does something a little bit different, a little valuable for the audience in a unique way. Rob, take it away.
Hey everyone, this is Rob from the Card Treasury and Bob's Car Market. Got a little show and tell for you today. But first, I am looking for one owner for our fantasy baseball league, Turn 2 Baseball. We do two seasons per year. Our first one's wrapping up right now, and then our second one starts in mid-July. So it's perfect time to get in. You'll compete against myself. You'll compete against Paul. You'll compete against Chad and Kendall. So a good opportunity to show us who is best. If you're interested, shoot Paul a message, or you can email me at thecardtreasury@gmail.com if you're interested in joining our fantasy baseball league and want more information. All right, so for my show and tell this week, we went to the Midwest Monster, a card show in Indianapolis this past weekend. And if you know anything about us, we have almost 25,000 cards on eBay. So we do a lot of lower end cards, probably that $3 to $5 to $100 range. And we often like to buy in bulk. And so we're going to take cards, buy them in bulk, buy collections, piece them out, and list all the cards individually on eBay. So I want to go through one of the purchases we made, and I want you to let us know if we made a good deal or not, or got a good deal or not, and put that in the comments. And Paul is going to choose one of the comments randomly, and I'll make sure you guys get a $10 gift certificate to the Card Treasury on eBay to buy some cards for yourself.
All right. Start commenting, everybody.
The buyer we approached had 7 of these boxes. Full of top loaders. He had 2 baseball, 2 basketball, 2 football, and then one that was about half full of Michael Jordan cards. And he had a price, it was 50% off his sticker price. So all these have different prices on them, probably overpriced on most of them, but he had 50% off on every single card. So we started digging through here and picking out some cards that we wanted to buy for 50% off. Eventually our stack started to get pretty big, and we decided, hey, let's see if this guy is willing to sell in bulk. So we asked him, and he was. So the first thing we did was we kind of estimated how many cards were in the boxes. So each one of these rows in a 3-row box is about 250 cards in top loaders. If they're sticker cards, obviously it's a little less. Those 2-row shoe boxes are about 200 cards, just so you know. When you're going to shows, 250 on the 3-row, 200 on the 2-row, and that's top loaders. So he had 6 of these, so that was 4,500 cards, or 6 of these boxes, so that's 4,500 cards, plus the Jordans, which he knew was about 500 cards. So that's 5,000 cards, right? And then these boxes were not all completely full. Some were about 3/4 full, so we just estimated there's another 500 cards that we're missing. So starting from that point, we wanted to figure out what we had wanted to pay. He asked us what we felt comfortable with, and you always have to start somewhere on these negotiations, which is always the most nerve-wracking part of it. So I said, kind of on the low end, I said, you know what, I feel comfortable about $3,000. So that's about 60 cents, 65 cents a card, somewhere around there. And he's like, well, I was thinking somewhere in the dollar card range, which is $4,500. So then he said, well, how about we meet in the middle, which ended up being $3,750. And I said, okay, I could do that. And he's like, well, why don't we just make it $3,500? So he was very, very flexible in negotiating. Hold on a second, get a little cat.
Nice. See, this is a totally different strategy than what
so we're he was doing. Very flexible in negotiating and willing to work with us. So we got all 4,500 cards ish for $3,500. So now a lot of these cards are no name players and definitely not worth the 75 cents per card that we paid. But when we're building inventory and building stores, like building our store, this guy, Chad Hermanson, never heard of him. But it's an auto from a long time ago, and maybe Chad Hermanson's grandma's looking to buy his cards. So she'll see that on eBay, and we'll sell it to her.
Never know.
So we thought we got a pretty good deal with two baseball, two basketball, two football, and then a box of Jordans. Just showing you some of these cards. A lot of autos, a lot of patches. Like I said, not the most popular players in here, but especially with baseball, you get a lot of team collectors and player collectors out there. So just wanted to talk through that situation and some of the boxes and cards that we bought at the Midwest Monster. So I've flipped through some of these cards. I'll keep going a little bit. Not going to spend too much long, but yeah, let us know if you think we got a good deal at 75 cents a card for all these cards, whether it was good or bad and why. Let us know in the comments, and then Paul, like I said, will randomize your comments and we'll get you a $10 gift certificate. This guy used to hit bombs. $10 gift certificate to their card treasury on eBay. All right. And also remember, let me know if you want to play fantasy baseball. All right. Thanks everyone. Have a good day.
Yeah. Thanks, Rob. So that's a phenomenal strategy. I've heard Mosaic Joe tell me about this. I've heard Lonnie Conley tell me about this and his partner, Chris. Shout out to you guys. I know there's a lot of people that do this. I've never done it. $3,500 is a chunk of change that you could spend in any number of ways. Obviously, Rob's been doing this for a long time, and it works for him. You know, he pieces this out. Chad agrees with him. Number one way to turn profits is to buy a collection and piece it out. Love it. Rob is the man. Yeah, like I'm saying, you know, he knows what he's doing. Check out the card treasury on eBay. You might be asking yourself, how does Rob go through 5,000 cards with his partner and get them listed on eBay? Because that's a lot of work, but I can tell you how. He uses a software program called ChronoCard. So ChronoCard is a software by Chronozio specifically for... It'll take any image of your card. It'll even create an image of your card from a scanner if you want to scan your cards into the software. Get Chronozio by going to my website, nooffseason.com, and hovering over sales tools and clicking on scanning and AI software. When you click that link on my website, you get a deal and I get a deal. So you'd be helping me out and I'm trying to help you out. If you're like Rob and you've got dozens or hundreds or thousands of cards, especially if you've got thousands of cards and you're selling them online, you need this software. The software basically does everything for you, keeps you organized. You can buy also the eBay connector. So if you follow the link on my website and buy the other products, like the eBay connector, it'll connect it to your eBay store. And it just basically sets it up where you don't have to really do much of the work other than drag your images in of the cards or scan your images in of the cards, and it does the rest for you pretty much. So Paul Schmitz in the house. Good to see you. Hopefully you were here for your submission. You rocked it, man. Great submission today. Kaner Games 1-2-3 holding Hurts. His value compared to the rest of the 2020 guys is comedy. Yeah, I like Hurts a lot. I mean, I'm selling all of my football in August, like every year. I liquidate all of my football in August every year. It pretty much maximizes the profits, takes the injury risk out of everything. I buy my football in sometimes May, but mostly June, maybe some April, just depending on the card, depending on the player. April, May, June time, like especially late May, early June, Memorial Day through now, basically first time to. Or best time rather to buy football. Anyway, got some comments in there. What I'm going to do is I'll randomize all the comments. Maybe that's something Sonia can help me with. Sonia, I'll holler at you later on that. Maybe you can ping me to make sure I don't forget. That'd be awesome. But yeah, we'll get one of you who has commented on the entire show. We'll randomize those and one of you will get the person coming up in the number 24 slot, because that's my number. That's my jersey number. The person coming up in the number 24 slot will get the $10 off the card treasury. All right, up next, you know this guy, Kendall Lefty McKee. Take it away, brother.
Hey, guys, how's it going? This is going to be another submission from me, Lefty, for the show and tell. I've got a couple things to show today. One of the things that I'm going to show is just a reminder. This is a box that we are going to break this Monday. We're going to have 26 spots, one that correlates with each letter and each team from a even still in the bubble wrap straight from Chad, Dr. Crack, of a NBA Hoops 1990 Series 1 box. Super excited about that. Still in the packaging. So we are going to break these two things on Monday. So I just wanted to drop into my show and tell and show these two things. But I had a request from a couple of you that I talked about my bulk submission last week on the Sports Card Strategy Show. I talked to you guys about how I submitted a 20-card submission of Spencer Jones, and I have talked about that at length through several of our shows. But my strategy here was to get them out into PSA 9s and 10s before there were any that came out in any autos that bounced from the redemptions. So this is my 20 card submission. We're just going to go through that. I was pretty excited with some of this. I submitted two Drew Jones cards and then two Matt Mervis cards as well with these. One of my Matt Mervis was a refractor, and then one of the Spencer Jones was an atomic refractor. I just stumbled upon those two, so I thought I would add them to the submission order. So I'll have these right here, and we'll just go through them. We got a Spencer Jones 10, Spencer Jones 10, Spencer Jones 10, Spencer Jones 10. Oh, sorry about that. Hit the camera. Spencer Jones 10. Drew Jones 10.
Woo!
Let's go Drew lefty. Jones Spotlight 10.
Sick.
Line these up real quick.
Lefty's on fire, Chad. How does he do this?
Oh, get in those grooves here.
Stack them up.
Drew Jones 10. Oops, sorry. We got a Matt Mervis Chrome 10. We got another Spencer Jones 10.
100% gem rate.
A Spencer Jones
10. Unbelievable.
A Spencer Jones 10. A Spencer Jones 10.
Stop it.
A Spencer Jones 10. A Spencer Jones 10.
Shut up, Lefty. Come
and
on.
That's all the 10s that I got in okay. this out Jeez. In this crop. So I ended up coming back with 14 10s, which I'm pretty proud of. I did some. This is I cleaned every card and I did some evaluating before sending them in. So 14 out of 20. There you like to guess for 12, and so 14 is good. We got 9. Spencer Jones 9. Spencer Jones 9. Spencer Jones 9. Spencer Jones 9. And then an atomic Spencer Jones ended up popping a 9, unfortunately. And then the lunar ended up of Matt Mervis ended up popping a 9 as well. So I got 14 10s, 6 9s. Unfortunately, the two parallels that I did send in both got 9s as well. But I'm excited. Didn't pull any 8s or 7s that came back. So it looks like my eye was pretty on there. But with 14 10s, I will be looking to make a decent profit on this. What I think I'm going to do is I am going to sell a good number of these, maybe keep one or two, and then use the profits. I think I'm all in around $160 on the cards themselves, or $170 on the cards themselves, and then the grading fee. So if I make around $600 to $700, which these are going for about $70 a piece right now, so if I'm able to make the decent amount of profit that I am going to make, and I'll have the numbers on Monday's show, but when I do this, I am going to use those profits and turn them back and try it again and see if we can't do this again. Another thing that I talked about on Monday is people reached out to me about doing this with several other prospects, and I think that it is doable. I think you've got to be careful. I think you could potentially do it with Ellie right now, as he's not going anywhere. I think you could do it with Corbin Carroll right now, which is I think you got to be careful there too. Maybe stay with rookie cards or something like that. Something that's in the $5-ish range in terms of his raw cards. Try to get some good value there. Search some dollar boxes for those. Corbin Carroll, and could potentially do this with Shohei as well. Just those kind of guys. But yeah, I would recommend you still look at something like this. This is the Chad effect of making a big play. Last thing I wanted to show was I did get my two Colt Keith Bowman Chrome autos out of 150 in beautiful true blues that these are going for about $250 a piece right now, and I was able to get them from a Facebook buy for $400. So I was able to get them at $200 a piece. So a decent profit already baked into them. Plus, I didn't have to pay shipping and handling or any sort of taxes and fees because I bought from a Facebook page. All right, guys. No off-season break. Matt is here. We are going to be doing this on Monday. We are going to be breaking, once again, Bowman Inception and the Topps or NBA Hoops 1990 Series 1. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to pulling a Michael Jordan potentially. Whoever gets to the Knicks could potentially have a cool card as well. All right, guys. Feel free to happy hunting, and I'll see you later.
Lefty, strong work. You're going to get more of Lefty later today on the channel as he brings you a baseball card strategy show. And we're pumped about Monday's show, as you can tell. So great work. Paul Schmitz following suit. Listening to the Lefty. I love it. Going after the Spencer Jones play, Paul. Buckeye Dill has 12. Spencer Jones, Chrome first, waiting to submit. Hopefully, Paul, you have the eye that Lefty has on these. I know you do because your last two submissions were solid with the Volpe. You killed it. And then this last submission today was amazing. All right. Last but certainly not least, from Texas Roadshow Cards, Mr. Chase Krim bringing the fire yet again. Did he do the old 1-2 shakedown like Lefty did, like Chad did, like Shoes did? Not sure. Let's find out. Chase, what do you got for us?
Hey, what's up, Sports Card Strategy Show? Paul Hickey and the rest of the community, hope you're having a great Thursday. Who's ready for a baseball strategy show later today? I know I am. Looking forward to what Kendall has to bring. But right now is show and tell time, so that's what I'm going to do for you. Just going to get right into it. I usually have like a theme if you've watched previous shows. This week's theme is just cards that I'm holding on to long term. Every time I go to a card show, the short flips that I make, part of that money I just buy cards that I don't really want to sell and I just want to hold on to long term. So this is just some of the money. Obviously, I pocket some money that I make off of profiting from sports cards. And then I also just reinvest. And this is basically my retirement fund to a certain extent. Starting off, Bill Russell Origins Auto. On card, Bill Russell Auto. I know Origins is kind of a random set to have Bill Russell on card autos in. But obviously, I'd love to get more Bill Russell autos in better sets. That's just one that I have. Glad at PSA 10. That might be a pop one. I'm not sure. I haven't checked in a while. Just picked this up this week. 2011 Topps Update Mike Trout Gold. This is the one that's out of whatever year it is. So out of 2011. I just think the Topps Mike Trout rookie cards is going to be a really investable card for like the rest of time. Such an iconic card. Here's a fun one. 2007 Topps Chrome Adrian Peterson Refractor PSA 10. Yes, please. I've been buying up a bunch of random Topps Chrome and Bowman Chrome Refractors. Just because I think they're pretty cheap, especially compared to like silver prisms and colored prisms today. And these are like much more shorter printed. Sorry, my light's weird. This
Drew Brees. Is
2001 Bowman Chrome Drew Brees Refractor. Again, it goes with the saying.
PSA 9.
Shorter printing back then. This was fun. I also picked this up recently from Instagram. 2021 nice. Chronicles UFC. Random set, I know. But Conor McGregor Black 1-1 in the Crusade, which is somewhat of a popular set. Obviously, that's... One of one.
Conor McGregor.
I'm gonna be just talking about a lot about there. Conor McGregor, which if you're a premium member, I may or may not be writing articles.
Yes, you will be.
That may or may not be about Conor McGregor. 2019 National Treasures Hakeem Olajuwon patch auto. Look at that laundry tag auto. Game used as well. So a game used laundry tag for Hakeem. Hakeem vet game used patches and autos are extremely affordable. So again, just kind of like my retirement fund, setting those aside. Hopefully they go up in value one day. And if they don't, then, you know, I just like looking at this card. Again, so this is my, I'm using funds I have set aside, so it's not like funds that I need to like survive. Like, this isn't money I'm using on my house payment. This is just money I'm setting aside long term. Dirk Nowitzki, NT Auto PSA 10. Hard to get PSA 10 on thick cards. I believe that's a pop one as well. I have several Magic Johnson used patch autos.
My guy. Give them to me, Chase.
This one. No, I've shown the USA one. Again, with the laundry tag, this is one of two. BGS 9 is a thick card. Immaculate also is awful to grade, so I'll take a BGS 9. More refractors. 2007 Bowman Chrome Heinz Ward Gold Refractor. I actually just picked this up in the shop today.
Heinz PSA Ward, 10. Legit player.
That's out of 50. Again, Hakeem Olajuwon. I think, guys, I could do a whole video on the amount of Hakeem and Magic Johnson stuff that I have.
That's smart.
Team USA game worn patch. This is numbered 6 out of 10. And Team USA stuff I love. Anytime I can find a Team USA game use patch, I buy it. Because you got to think, they like how many games did Hakeem play for Team USA?
Not many.
Not a lot.
Not many.
Like, if you win every game in the Olympics, how many games do you play? Like, 6, maybe? I don't know that to be, but it's a low amount. So to find a game-used patch of that.
Love the way he thinks, people. Good.
Again, Gold Refractor, Topps Chrome. This is 2019. Amanda Nunez, the greatest woman fighter of all time. No debate. She did just retire. So if I wanted to, I could sell this and probably make profit off of, because she just won a title fight and retired. But I think UFC stuff's so cheap. Well, I think that card's just... I think it's at the floor of where it is now. Kevin Garnett, flawless on-card auto, out of 10. Anytime I see like a higher-end set with a vet on-card auto, or like, I shouldn't say vet, Hall of Famers...
Mm-hmm.
Of higher end sets, I'm a sucker for those, and Gamey's patches as well. It's just a double. This one's cool. Not like the best players, but I think this card's really cool. Immaculate Tony Parker Manu Ginobili dual auto out of 10. Two Spurs legends on one card. I hate the Spurs, dude, but I really love this card. I'm not gonna lie.
It's like, you can tell
I'm a
Chase
Mavs fan, so I don't like the Spurs, especially these two guys plus
Hakeem,
Tim Duncan,
Dirk, and those guys.
Man. And this is fun. Hulk Hogan Immaculate Auto on card auto of Hulk Hogan. Why not? You know. Just something I can sit aside.
Cool.
Don't
see those
to
a
worry
lot.
About it going up or down. And then I'm going to end on more of a PC card. But this is something that's probably going to be in my collection till the day that I die. And it is a 2013 Prism Anthony Davis PSA 10. It's only like $20. But this was the first card I ever bought at a card show. I bought this. And a Klay Thompson rookie prism PSA 9. So I sold the Klay, but I still have this. It's only $20. I just want to keep it. Kind of shows like the last card I bought. It just kind of shows the progress that you make, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
I
let
love
me
that.
See if I can find the.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it's like I went from this to this, and about I bought this in like Thanksgiving. It was like a Thanksgiving show in 2019, I believe. To this in like 3.5 years. it's just cool to go back and look at the progress that I've made. So those are like my retirement fund cards. I have a lot more. I have some at work, but I keep forgetting to bring cards I have at work onto the show. So one of these weeks, I have a bunch of cool stuff at work too. I'm probably just going to show, you know, just my UFC cards or just cards that I bought in the shop this week. We get a bunch of cool cards in the shop. But yeah, that's kind of like a fund your PC that Chad does. Just using money I make off of flipping and putting it towards, you know, that way I don't burn my cash all at once. I just have something to sit on and it looks cool to have in the collection. And, you know, every now and then, like if I get tired of something, I'll like trade out of it. But I think it's good to have cards to hold on to long term. That way you're not just flipping and just constantly like going. I think it's good to set cards aside, not have to worry about them. Bring them out to look at every now and then, and that's it. So that's my entry this week. Probably not as big bangers as I had last week. Last week was kind of crazy. But anyway, hope y'all enjoy. Paul, giving it back to you, my man.
Chase, you're the man. Love it. I really, really do hope that Chase contributes some UFC content to nooffseason.com. He's really excited about that. We've talked about it for weeks, and I want to try to get my man in there in the for the premium members to check out some Chase Krim UFC articles, how to make money on UFC cards. Love the fund your PC concept. Definitely something that's inspiring to me. I haven't done it yet. I've literally sold every single card that I ever acquire. May or may not still do that, but certainly inspired by Chase this week in terms of maybe trying to find something at an upcoming show that I will be attending or a card shop that could end up being a retirement fund card for Paul Hickey. Anyway, everybody, thanks so much. This is your show, Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. You guys are making it amazing. Really appreciate everybody. Appreciate Sonia back in the studio. Thanks for being here today, everybody. Thanks for watching and listening to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Stay tuned for who gets the 10% off at the Card Treasury. Really appreciate everyone's submissions today. You will hear from Kendall Lefty McKee on the Baseball Card Strategy Show later today. You'll hear from me from Graybo's Card Shop. Evan Bell said he might be there. That'd be awesome to meet you in person, Evan Bell. We'll be there. I'll be there personally from the store opens. I think the hours are like 11 to 4. I'll be there before, during, and after that time period on Saturday. The shop is closed on Sundays, so we will not be there on Father's Day, but we'll be there Saturday the 17th of June, just 2 days from today. Again, content coming. If you're not going to be able to be there, we're going to do a live stream of the how to value a sports card for the kids in the shop. Then we're going to do a sports card strategy show and tell from the shop live. That'll be interesting. And then actually the format of this show is made for a live event, so I'm excited about that. It'll be our first one that'll be a live event. And then Monday, of course, don't forget that we have the how to find a good break, how to pick a good break, how to avoid a bad one, starring Lefty McKee and Chad Gill, and moderated by yours truly. Everybody, happy early Father's Day. Leslie, thank you so much for dropping that in there. We appreciate all the spouses and all of the partners on Father's Day. Everybody, happy Father's Day. Cue the rock music. Have a great day.